Street Evangelism, Unleash the Power. How to start a successful street evangelism ministry and personally touch the lives of hundreds and even thousands in just a few minutes a day. Copyright 1995, Free Word Ministries, Robert Brinkat. Introduction. Street evangelism is the most exciting, rewarding, and powerful ministry that you will ever be involved in. If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can personally touch the lives of hundreds and even thousands with just a few minutes each day. How do I begin street evangelism? Where do I get Bibles, New Testaments, and tracts from? Do I need a permit? What are some of the risks involved? These are just a few of the questions that are answered in this thought-provoking and challenging resource. With just minutes a day, you can accomplish what we have. Distributing thousands of free Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels of John, along with publicly reading God's Word to thousands while providing for the material as well as the spiritual needs of the poor. Before I get into the particulars on what is needed to start a street evangelism ministry, let me explain how we were able to make a difference in the lives of thousands of people in New York. Downtown Manhattan is an extremely busy and crowded place. Thousands of hardworking professionals are all hustling to get from one office to another. Lunchtime in New York is an experience for the five senses. The aroma of hot dogs, sausage, kielbasa, gyros, pretzels, peanuts, and anything else that can be cooked over an open flame rushes upon you as you brush alongside the working folk. Horns, sirens, music, and conversation fills the air. It's an ordered frenzy of activity in the streets. Yet, among the crowds, there is a voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." From Battery Park to Wall Street to Times Square and beyond, God has his sowers spreading the gospel. One spring day, as I sat in Battery Park, eating my lunch and reading my Bible, I heard a voice as if speaking through a megaphone, heartily booming to the crowds, the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I began walking towards the sound, I was quite surprised to find a man more than 50 yards away just using his natural voice, with no amplification device at all. Richard is a large, barrel-chested Italian whose voice is as strong as an opera singer's. His partner, on the other hand, was a very soft-spoken man from India named Verki. There they were, standing in the entrance to the park, reading the Holy Scriptures. When Richard was finished, I approached him and introduced myself as a believer. In the midst of our conversation, he opened his Bible and turned to 1 Timothy 4:13, which read, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture." And he said, "If you're a young man of God, like Timothy was, then this scripture applies to you." Time and courage were in short supply that day, so I returned to work. Every day, Richard and Verki would read and expound on the scriptures to the pedestrians passing by. I often found myself meeting them for lunch, and they, of course, would encourage me to read the Bible out loud and give my testimony. I finally said to myself, "Why not? Why shouldn't I give my testimony publicly and tell others about what Christ has done for me?" And when I finally agreed, God opened the door of ministry for me that has been the greatest joy in my Christian service so far. In fact, everyone who was involved in that ministry in Battery Park proclaims to this day that this was the most exciting days of their lives. The daily reading of scriptures outside the entrance to the park continued for several months, until one day God moved upon my heart to acquire a folding table and some New Testaments to give away. The Lord instructed us to move inside the park where we had the full attention of those seated on the benches. Every day, hundreds of people from different backgrounds and with different problems heard the gospel and were offered New Testaments. We are available to bankers and lawyers, clerks, tourists, businessmen and women, homeless people, suicidal people, drug addicts, anyone who passed by our table. We also encountered the cults on a regular basis, from the Jehovah's Witnesses to the Hare Krishnas. Yet the work of the Lord continued. In the 4 years that we faithfully met for lunch, more than 5,000 New Testaments were distributed, and we ministered to thousands of people. We even began a free Bible day in New York City, which encouraged churches to freely give Bibles away on the first Sunday in October. This project was supported by the International Bible Society and continued for 3 years. It resulted in local churches distributing 15,000 Bibles. 500 of those Bibles even found their way down to Peru in South America through One Assembly of God Church. Since then, Free Word Ministries has distributed thousands more New Testaments. We have opened a warehouse in Dallas and are helping to provide Gospels of John, scripture booklets, and training materials at no cost at all to Christians here and around the world. In fact, in the time that we've had that warehouse open, we have been supplied 900,000 Gospels of John and given them away freely, and those Gospels have gone around the world. If I took the time to describe every encounter and every victory won during that ministry, it would be a long time before you actually would begin street evangelism yourself. So, I spread some of the adventures we faced in each of the following chapters and share with you how you can change the world for Christ. May God bless you as you read this book. Solicitation and distribution. Is allowing the public access to free literature considered solicitation? No. Solicitation is the act of asking or seeking members for donations. A permit is required in most cities for solicitation purposes. But don't worry, you're not soliciting by allowing people access to literature. Organizations such as Jehovah's Witnesses have to register with the local police department since they're going door-to-door seeking members. The Constitution of the United States grants freedom of speech under the First Amendment, and no permit is necessary when allowing the public free access to literature. For example, the Gideon's International, an organization that freely distributes millions of Bibles around the world, accomplishes this without any permits being required in the United States. A permit may be required if you plan to set up a table in a public park. Permits can be obtained through your local park and recreation department or police department, as I said before. Setting up a table on the public sidewalk may be permitted by the local police if it does not hinder, again, the flow of pedestrians or a local business does not complain. If approached by the authorities for setting up a table, just explain in a polite fashion that you are just making Bibles available to anyone who wants one free of charge, and that you are not representing any particular church. You can even offer the officer one free himself. Many times, they will not hinder you if you are polite, well-dressed, and not causing any problems. Then there will be times when you've just finished setting up your table and the local authorities will instruct you to take it down immediately. Comply with their instructions concerning the table and simply read the scriptures out loud, making reference to the fact that you're giving scriptures away. Remember, the local authorities can only ask you if you have a permit for the table. They cannot stop you from exercising your right to free speech. Whatever you do, please don't act in a manner that is unbecoming to a good Christian behavior. Remember that you represent Christ and people are watching you. Always let the love of God shine through you. For this is how men shall know that you are His disciple, if you have love for one another. Always disassociate yourself from money. Even if people offer a donation for a material they receive, do not readily accept it. I say this because your adversaries will be watching and waiting to accuse you of being in it for the money. I always encourage those who offer money to buy a few New Testaments themselves and join us in ministry. Therefore, I would encourage you to maintain a blameless ministry in the sight of others as well as God, because people will test your sincerity. Once while I was ministering to the crowd, there appeared before me a crumpled up $5 bill on the ground right in front of me, with dozens of people watching and waiting to see if the Christian would pick it up and pocket the found money. God provided a way of escape for that test. Because we were in the park every day and had developed a relationship with the homeless people in the area, we had the opportunity to give that money to one whom we had known. I mention this trial because I believe someone intentionally dropped that money before us to see our reaction. People are always watching and will test the genuineness of your faith. Therefore, prove what is the perfect and acceptable will of God before the unsaved.
The message.
If you proclaim the message of salvation apart from any denomination or affiliation, you have a very powerful message indeed, because you are representing Christ and not an organization. People can never accuse you of being biased, and you will be more successful with the unsaved. Organizations have flawed people in them and will eventually disappoint or even offend other believers. Thus, your goal should be to magnify Christ and lead people to the one who will not disappoint them. The following is a sample opening statement you can use when beginning your message. Praise God! What a beautiful day it is! Today we are giving away free New Testaments, absolutely free, no strings attached, so that you may come to know Jesus Christ. No one is saying that you have to go to any particular church or listen to any particular minister to be saved, but you can read the Word of God on your own, and you can see the goodness of the Lord, and God will do a good work in your life. Today, we'll be reading from the Gospel of John, starting from the first verse. After reading the scripture, you can briefly expound on the word if you like, or give a testimony of what God has done for you personally. Always refer people back to receiving their copy free, or encourage them to read their own Bibles if they have one. By attending to the public reading of Scripture, you allowed the Word to do the work in the lives of others. You unleash the power of God unto salvation, as it says in Romans 1:16. Notice that I have refrained from using the term preaching in place of reading, because many Christians associate preaching with full-time pastors. Therefore, they may feel that they are not qualified to read the Scriptures publicly. This is simply not true. If you can read it all, you can read publicly. Let the Word do the work. The spoken Word. The spoken Word is one of the most powerful forces this world has ever known. With it, we can communicate visions, ideas, verdicts, laws, dreams, hopes, love, and anything that is expressible to the extent that lives will be changed. And when you look at those who have used this force throughout history, you will find a vast variety of men and women shaping their world for the better or for the worse. From the ruthless to the sublime, mankind has witnessed the abuse of this force in people such as Adolf Hitler, and the beauty and majesty of this force in Christ Himself. What are you doing with this immense power that you have been granted? Are you using it for evil or for good? Or are you just hiding this precious gift as the man who hid his talent in the ground? Every moment that we keep silent, evil advances, fear increases, and the opportunities to change lives are lost. In the Bible, we find men such as Jonah, who simply proclaimed the message of God's coming judgment and thousands of souls were spared. John the Baptist, who prepared the way of the Lord and thousands were baptized. Peter, who spoke of the salvation of God that is in Christ Jesus, and thousands repented and believed. The list is endless of all those who have changed the world through speaking out publicly. They overcame the social pressures of their day to keep silent, and they risked being embarrassed for the sake of the truth. Here's where the commandment concerning denying yourself is applicable. In order to be an overcomer, one must let go of everything which stands in the way of accomplishing the ministry that Christ has given to His church. Only you can present the gospel of Christ in a way that will be to His praise and have His approval in your life. No minister can proclaim the gospel for you. You have to change the world yourself through Christ. One person yielded to the one true God produces great results. Imagine what this country would be like if every Christian stood on every street corner and read their Bibles publicly for 1 hour every Sunday. What an impact it would have on this country and on the world. Now allow your imaginations to explore the possible impact of Christians attending to the public reading of Scripture every day. That's how you turn the world around for Christ. You brave the doubts, the fears, the apathy, the ridicule, and everything which dares to hinder the work of the gospel. Only you can make that happen. No one else. Now imagine if the cults begin to get even bolder and exercise this authority. The only reason I believe that they haven't begun publicly reading from their own corrupted translations and spreading their own doctrines on the street corners is that God has been restraining them. He has given us, His children, this opportunity and privilege. However, if we refuse it, God may allow their false doctrines to be communicated on every street corner in America. Then what are we going to do? I come from Brooklyn, New York. I have seen Jehovah's Witnesses on street corners with their corrupt publications, leading others away from Christ. In little more than 100 years, the Jehovah's Witnesses grew from a small group to more than 2 million people, all lost. Don't let the devil fool you into thinking that you are not called or that you are not capable to stand before the public. You are. We are all called to reach the lost for Christ. Just as He sent someone to you and had them tell you about Him, so now you are to tell others. Remember, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You can be certain that the reading of the Word will produce the desired effects of God. For it is written, "So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isaiah 55:11. The power to change lives is in the Word of God. We are not sufficient in ourselves. Just read the Word. You don't have to explain every detail or be a seminary graduate to begin representing Christ. The most powerful witness of a changed life is found in the Bible itself and in your own life. Is it really that difficult to tell someone that God loves them and that we are to love one another? You can always think of a reason why you personally shouldn't or couldn't do this for Christ. But no reason is an adequate or legitimate one. The early disciples prayed for boldness when it came to publicly witnessing for Christ, and we should pray the same. Once you begin publicly reading the Scriptures, you will begin to experience the real call of God in your life. Do you think that God would just let you flounder and stumble in the public eye when representing Him? Of course not. Just read His Word and watch Him do the work through you. What is needed? Let's begin with the literature. First, decide if you're going to distribute tracts, New Testaments, Bibles, or just read from the Scriptures with no literature for distribution. Let's assume you want to give some type of printed material away. Christian literature is available in any Christian bookstore. Be aware that if you are planning to purchase Bibles or New Testaments, you will pay less for these if you purchase them from the American or International Bible Societies, rather than from a bookstore. Catalogs are available from both the Bible Societies for ordering material. In addition, Free Word Ministries works closely with a wonderful ministry called Absolutely Free Incorporated, and we receive Gospels of John at no cost at all, and so can you. If you would like more information about receiving these wonderfully produced Scriptures, simply contact this ministry, and we'll assist you in any way we can. Or contact Absolutely Free Incorporated at www.livingwater.org. Also, you should never charge money for any material you hand out. This will immediately distinguish you from a cult or from an organization that is only, I'm doing that one over again. What is needed? Let's begin with the literature. First, decide if you want to distribute tracts, New Testaments, Bibles, or just read from the Scriptures with no literature for distribution. Let's assume you want to give some type of printed material away. Christian literature is available in any Christian bookstore. Be aware that if you are planning to purchase Bibles or New Testaments, you'll pay less if you purchase them from the American or International Bible Societies, rather than from a bookstore. Catalogs are available from both of the Bible Societies for ordering material. In addition, Free Word Ministries is working closely with a wonderful ministry called Absolutely Free Incorporated. And we have received Gospels of John's at no cost at all, and so can you. If you would like more information about receiving these wonderfully produced scriptures, simply contact this ministry and we will assist you in any way we can. You can visit our website at freewordministries.org. Or you can go directly to Absolutely Free as well, and their website is livingwater.org. Also, you should never charge money for any material you hand out. This will immediately distinguish you from a cult or an organization that is only profit-oriented and will place you on a road to a blameless ministry. Each type of literature has its own advantages and disadvantages. For instance, a Bible tract is inexpensive, but provides little information concerning Christ, whereas the New Testament provides a lot of information concerning Christ and has the greater ability to disciple an individual, but is more costly. And an entire Bible is even more expensive, but provides the reader with the entire Word of God. My personal preference has been whole New Testaments when it comes to planting a seed for Christ. The individual who receives a New Testament has a much better chance of becoming a disciple and can study the scriptures concerning the life of Christ along with you. A table for placing your literature on is always helpful and has several advantages both for you and for the ones you're ministering to. First, a table allows you to display a variety of materials and provides a place for people to come and gather. Questions can be answered around the table, leaving your partners, if you have any, free to continue reading the scriptures without interruption. A table also provides a comfortable barrier between you and the other person. In addition, it also allows you to display a sign stating that material is free and available. Tables can also be considered an obstruction to the public, though. So tables should never hinder the flow of pedestrian traffic. Depending on your local ordinances, permits may be required to set up a table. If a permit is required, a permit can be obtained through the proper authorities such as the police department or the public parks department. Since permits can be expensive, you may choose not to acquire one. The local authorities have been known to overlook the fact that they may and they may allow you the use of a table when finding out that the material is free and you're not actively handing it out and looking to charge people for money. Rather, you're simply allowing people, as I said, access to free literature at their own leisure. Once you begin distributing material, littering public areas can become an issue, and of course, you want to avoid that. You will be approached. As you begin your ministry with Christ, be prepared to encounter some of the following types of people and questions. First, by the honest inquirer. Know what God's plan of salvation is and have some scripture references memorized, or at very least have them written down for quick access. People who are honestly seeking God are being drawn to you by God, so that you may encourage them in some way for Christ. They will be carrying a lot of problems inside them and may need more than a chance meeting with you before they begin to open up to Jesus. That's why establishing a consistent ministry schedule is important. Try to be consistent in the times and places you read and distribute scriptures. Remember, always be honest. If someone asks you something that you don't know, say that you don't know the answer to that question, but you will try and find out the answer for them. Then tell them something you do know. Offer encouragement by relating how God meets your daily needs. Those honestly seeking the Lord can spot a phony, so be honest. Next, you may encounter a poor person, possibly homeless or jobless. Be prepared for them as well. Copy the names of local organizations where people can find food, clothing, and shelter. This information can be found in any Yellow Pages or on the Internet. Keep this material available as well as the Word of God. Also, keep a few dollars in your pocket for a small gesture of goodwill towards that individual. Or if you would rather give them food, have some gift certificates handy. Many people who are addicted to alcohol or drugs will try to take advantage of you, unfortunately. Be prepared for that as well. Practice tough love when needed and offer them a Bible along with the names of organizations that can help them. If they refuse it, let them go their way while you continue to minister. Don't allow them to hinder your ministry. You are representing... You will be approached. As you begin your ministry with Christ, be prepared to encounter some of the following types of people and questions. First, by the honest inquirer. Know what God's plan of salvation is and have some scripture references memorized, or at the very least, have them written down for quick access. People who are honestly seeking God are being drawn to you by God, so that you may encourage them in some way for Christ. Redo. You will be approached. As you begin your ministry with Christ, be prepared to encounter some of the kinds of people. You will be approached. As you begin your ministry with Christ, be prepared to encounter some of the following types of people and questions. First, by the honest inquirer. Know what God's plan of salvation is and have some scripture references memorized, or at the very least, have them written down for quick access. People who are honestly seeking God are being drawn to you by God so that you may encourage them in some way for Christ. They will be carrying a lot of problems inside them and may need more than just a chance meeting with you before they begin to open up to Jesus. That's why establishing a consistent ministry schedule is important. Try to be consistent in the times and places you read and distribute scriptures. Remember, always to be honest. If someone asks you something that you don't know, say that you don't know the answer to that question, but you will try and find out the answer. Then tell them something you do know about. Offer encouragement by relating how God meets your daily needs. Those honestly seeking the Lord can spot a phony, so be honest. Next, you may encounter a poor person, possibly homeless or jobless. Be prepared for them as well. Copy the names of local organizations where people can find food, clothing, and shelter. This information can be found in any Yellow Pages or the Internet. Keep this material available as well as the Word of God. Also, keep a few dollars in your pocket as a small gesture of goodwill towards the individual. Or if you would rather give them food, have some gift certificates handy. Many people who are addicted to alcohol and drugs will try to take advantage of you, unfortunately. Be prepared for that as well. Practice tough love when needed and offer them a Bible along with the names of organizations that can help them. If they refuse it, let them go their way while you continue to minister. Don't allow them to hinder your ministry. You are presenting the gospel to the lost. That is your primary mission. If you can help someone along the way by ministering to their physical needs, great. But do not allow yourself to be manipulated. Next, you may be approached by a heckler. Most people will not know who you are or what you're representing. And when they hear anything about the Bible, they will mock you as those who mock Jesus. And they will do this because they do not know Christ and His love. Meet this type of opposition with boldness and let your response be in love. Simply say, for example, God loves you. Never allow yourself to be drawn into a heated discussion. Always remember to overcome evil with good. If you encounter a heckler and he is standing at your table causing confusion and making a scene, ask the person to step away from the table where you or another person can speak with him more privately. This will allow the public reading and the distribution of scripture to continue without distraction. I remember one man who cursed me every day for months, with a very loud voice in front of many people. My response to him was always, God loves you. After a few months, he saw that he was not affecting me and I was not going away. He finally approached me and asked me why I was out there day after day. I now had the opportunity to share with him on a personal level the gospel message. He never joined us at the table, but after that day, he never cursed me again. I don't remember if he accepted the New Testament that I offered him at the time, but his attitude definitely did change concerning me and the gospel. Also be on the lookout for another type of heckler, such as atheists, agnostics, cult representatives. They will do whatever they can to hinder the work of God. Whatever you do, avoid associating with anyone who is not a true Christian while ministering to the public. You are not in league with them, and they have no part in your ministry. They will do their best to turn you from the Lord and His work by arguing doctrines and philosophies with you. Don't be distracted by them. The last group of people that will approach you is the most encouraging of all. These are fellow believers in the Lord, brothers and sisters in Christ, who will shake your hand and say things such as, God bless you, friend. You make it so much easier for me to share my faith when I see you out here. Thank you for the word of encouragement. I really needed to hear what you had to say today. You may even find that these brothers and sisters in Christ are coming around more and more and are interested in wanting to share the gospel with you. Get ready. God may be assembling an effective ministry for him right there with you. Okay, now that you have a basic understanding about what is involved in street evangelism, let's get ready for your first meeting.